Unprepared to engage Mormon missionaries when they knock on your door? Perhaps the book Mormonism 101 will help. Mormonism 101, published by Baker Book. Available at your favorite Christian bookstore. Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Well, if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you know that we always start off with an introduction mentioning how we have been around since 1979. So, Eric, this year, that's 40 years that we have been doing this, and that's kind of a big deal. And I have a hard time believing that I'm that old, but I started this ministry when I was a teenager, right? No,
yeah.
No, not really. But anyway, so 2019 marks our 40th anniversary, and I'm pretty excited about that. It's kind of fun every once in a while for us to look back and see all the things that God has accomplished through this work. And certainly we could not have done it without faithful people praying behind us. And I do give God all the glory for many people. We have some people, Eric, that are receiving our newsletter that have been receiving it for 40 years.
Wow.
Ever since the beginning. But we do have a lot of faithful people that have been getting our material for decades.
Yeah, you think about 40 years and Jimmy Carter was the president. If you remember Jimmy Carter, hostages were in Iran. You have Terry Bradshaw, the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Dan Fouts for the San Diego Chargers, some of the things that we think about. When I was in high school, that's when I was a junior in high school, 1979, but that's just, it seems like a long time ago, and it is, that God has shown such grace and mercy to be able to have a ministry like this around for such a long time, and I think to have great success.
Well, think also in the context of Mormonism. Spencer W. Kimball was the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Well, I could have said back when we could call it the Mormon Church, and nobody seemed to have a problem with that. But we also had some of the big heavy hitter apostles. Remember Bruce McConkie? Bruce R. McConkie? I miss that guy still because he was just so blunt about what he believed. He made studying Mormonism so simple because I think he really told it like he believed it. You have guys like Mark E. Peterson, who, of course, had his very controversial messages that he had regarding race issues and stuff. LeGrand Richards was an apostle way back when. And so a lot has certainly changed. But theologically, I would say when it comes to Mormonism, a lot is really still the same. I just have not bought into this theory that I hear some people say that the Mormon Church is coming around, it's moving towards a more biblical understanding, a Christian consensus. I'm just not convinced of that. Not that the church hasn't changed some of its tactics and how it presents itself publicly. Certainly, it has learned that it needed to do that. But when it comes to their theology, it's still basically the same old Mormonism that I've been studying for four decades.
Bill, I want to ask you some questions today and tomorrow so we can understand a little better about this ministry. And so I think the obvious question, you were never a Latter-day Saint, and yet in 1979 you began this ministry called Mormonism Research Ministry. How did you begin it and why?
Yeah, that's a great question, because one of the questions that I often get is, were you a Latter-day Saint? I never was. I never really had any desire to be a member of the LDS Church. None of my family members, my extended family, I don't know of any that were Mormons. My mom was telling me that not too terribly long ago that a distant cousin of mine ended up joining the Mormon Church, but I was never really close to her. She's never really contacted me. But as far as my own personal life, I never had any desire to become LDS. I grew up with a lot of Mormons living in Southern California. Well, you know, having lived in Southern California as well, that we had a a relatively high population of Mormons in the eastern part of San Diego County where we lived. Certainly nothing like what we experience here in Utah. But coming across members of the LDS Church was not all that uncommon. I grew up in a neighborhood just a few blocks away from a local Mormon chapel. So I went to school with a lot of Latter-day Saints. As I've often said, they never really tried to convert me to what they believed. I can't recall any time any of my Mormon friends sitting me down and saying, hey, let's talk about what you believe and what I believe as a Latter-day Saint. Never had any experiences like that. In high school, I remember having some Mormons in some of the classes that I took. I remember two girls that I'd come to know in a journalism class that I was taking in high school. And they certainly made it known that they were Latter-day Saints. I knew that, but even they never really tried to convert me. And so it wasn't until after I graduated from high school and I moved to West Yellowstone, Montana. I was working at a sawmill up there, and it was there that I was exposed again to a lot of Mormons, because I remember during the summer they would have these drama groups from Rexburg come down, and they would put on plays in West Yellowstone. And again, I was confronted with the presence of Latter-day Saints. But in talking with a friend of mine who worked at the sawmill with me, he was the one that made the comment, and I've said this often, that he made a comment that really changed my whole thinking and made me wonder, why do people think that about the LDS people? And this is what he said. He said to me in a conversation we were having about religion, now you got to understand, neither of us are Christians at this time. I'm unsaved, he's unsaved, but we're talking religion as unsaved people often do, and quite ignorant, I might add. He said this, he said that the Mormon church was a cult. And I have to be quite honest with you, to show my ignorance, I really didn't even know what that meant. I often kid that it had four letters, it had to be a pejorative, and it is. But it caused me to really think about that. Why would he say that? And I remember after living in Yellowstone, now winter comes, and I'm a California boy. I cannot stand a winter in West Yellowstone. It gets really cold there. That's where a lot of the record temperatures are found, is in West Yellowstone. So I end up moving back to California. I move back to California, and it is there at that time that I do become a Christian. I was invited to attend a small independent church in El Cajon, became a Christian, but always remembered what my friend had said. And it started a study into Mormonism just out of curiosity. And I started looking at some issues regarding the Mormon church. And that is when I came in touch with a couple, Art and Edna Bedvarsson, who were my mentors, who helped me a lot in understanding the ins and outs of Mormonism and how Mormons think on a lot of issues. And so Art and Edna Bedvarsson, who had a ministry, Utah Christian Tract Society, they started that ministry probably around the time I was born. Art and Edna were certainly older than me and my wife Tammy, but they kind of took us under their wings. And it was a great relationship, and I do remember probably driving Art crazy with all my questions, because I found this religious movement so fascinating. And yet Art was so patient to answer my questions. He even would make photocopies for me, because he did have a small library, but it had a lot of the books that, well, that we still quote to this day, because these are good old-fashioned theological books, books written by Joseph Fielding Smith, the 10th president of the church, and of course, Bruce McConkie and others at that time. And he was so patient with me. And a few times in that relationship, they were up in age and they were always talking about possibly retiring someday. Even though Art was already retired from his business, he owned a very large air conditioning company in San Diego. And he had retired from that, and he was kind of doing this ministry on the side, but they were even talking about maybe stopping that at some point. So I remember him asking me if I would be interested in maybe taking over their ministry, and I felt very intimidated by that at the time. I didn't think I was ready to do that. Fortunately, I was getting good counsel from my pastor. I was getting good counsel from Art. So I was being mentored, but I was also being cautioned about being careful about jumping into something too quickly. And I had real good guidance on this. And so I felt very intimidated. I didn't feel I was capable of doing something like that. Well, as the years passed and Art asked me again if I would be willing and maybe taking over their ministry, by the time I felt confident to do that, they weren't quite ready to really retire. And so I said, well, you know what? I really feel to do something more in an official, quote unquote, capacity on this subject, because I was having a lot of people ask me to come over when the missionaries were coming by. These setups, as I look back and call them now, is probably not something I would probably do now, except under maybe certain circumstances. But I would come to these meetings and I would talk to the missionaries in front of these other Christian couples, helping them understand where the missionaries would come from. I was learning the questions that you needed to ask in order to get the right information out from the Latter-day Saints so you can better understand where they are really coming from, as opposed to just that public facade that we see all too many times, you know, that we believe the same things, we're Christians like you kind of thing. And I was coming in contact with a lot of Christians who were looking for me to help them talk to the missionary acquaintances that they had. And so it was at that time that I really felt to start a ministry. And so we came up with the name Mormonism Research Ministry. Art was a big help in helping me get that going, even to the point of helping me with the incorporation papers and working through the IRS and things like that. It was something that certainly changed me for the rest of my life, that's for sure.
40 years is something to celebrate, and we're going to do so on May 9th, 2019 in South Jordan, Utah. Can you tell us a little bit about what we're going to do, Bill, and how somebody listening to us could possibly come on May 9th?
Well, we are going to have this celebration dessert, and it's going to be at the Mission Church. Pastor Rich Sanford, who's a good friend of ours, has allowed us to use his facility. It's at 10288 South Jordan Gateway. It's directly across the street from the Embassy Suites Hotel. 10288 South Jordan Gateway in South Jordan. And the seating is limited, but it's just going to be a good time of fellowship. And we've got Sandra Tanner is going to be speaking, and Aaron Shafawalaf is going to be saying a few words, and you are, as well as I am, going to be speaking there. It's a free event, but the seating is limited, so we do ask if people want to come, and we hope you would. They can go to mrm.org/celebration, mrm.org/celebration, and there's a form that they can fill out to let us know how many are coming.
So we're going to have some really good dessert.
Oh, yeah.
Tammy has made it possible for us to have some really sweet things, so make sure you come ready to have some dessert. But we would love to have you come to this dessert. It's going to be from 7 o'clock to about 9 o'clock, so give a couple of hours. Make sure your babysitter's all set up. But come. You get to meet everybody from MRM. We're going to have board members who are going to be coming as well. And we would love to a chance just to meet you and to be able to celebrate together.
Yeah, that's going to be on May 9th at 7 p.m. at the Mission Church, located at 10288 South Jordan Gateway.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.